In 1933, Paramount Pictures released its fifth Marx Brothers movie, Duck Soup. After the invention of the talkies, the Marx Brothers had been one of the country's most popular comedy teams. And while Duck Soup is regarded as one of their very best films, at the time, it was a flop. Hollywood thought the Marx Brothers were washed up. Their next movie, A Night at the Opera, not only revived their career, it's considered a classic, and it's the subject of this week's Present at the Creation, our series that explores the origin of America's cultural icons. Jeff London reports.
It usually boils down to this, if you're a Marx Brothers fan. Which movie do you like best, Duck Soup or A Night at the Opera? Groucho Marx's son Arthur thinks their best film is A Night at the Opera, hands down.
Well, it's got that old thing of upsetting dignity, which they did. That's why it works so well in A Night at the Opera, because there's nothing stuffier than grand opera.
When A Night at the Opera came out in November of 1935, the Marx Brothers had already been in show business for almost three decades, first in vaudeville, then on Broadway, and finally in the movies. Originally, there had been five of them, but Gummo and Zeppo dropped out of the act. The three remaining brothers had polished their comic personas to perfection. Groucho was the wisecracking professor with a painted-on mustache, Harpo the beatific but mischievous mime, and Chico, the fast-talking, piano-playing Italian immigrant. Actor and new vaudevillian Bill Irwin says the three were completely in sync.
You have to wonder about the chemistry from their stage days that created this sort of perfect triad. You know, there's a guy who does nothing but talk, there's a guy who doesn't talk, and there's a guy who talks a lot but doesn't necessarily understand what the other two have to say.
An example of this seemingly effortless interchange comes in Duck Soup, where Groucho, as Rufus T. Firefly, defends Ciccolini, who's on trial for treason.
Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot. I implore you, send him back to his father and brothers, who are waiting for him with open arms in the penitentiary. I suggest that we give him 10 years in Leavenworth or 11 years in Twelveworth.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll take 5 and 10 in Woolworth.
I wanted to get rid of habeas corpus, but I should have gotten rid of you instead.
I object.
Even I object.
Then I object too. You're on trial. You can't object.
Surprisingly, audiences objected to Duck Soup. The film was a box office failure, and Paramount released the Marx Brothers from their contract. For a year, the brothers knocked around aimlessly. Groucho played in Summer Stock, he and Chico had a short-lived radio series, and Harpo performed in the Soviet Union while smuggling papers for the United States government. Arthur Marx says Chico, a compulsive gambler, worked out their next movie deal while playing bridge with the wunderkind of MGM, Irving Thalberg.
He said the trouble with Duck Soup is you've got funny gags in it, but there's no story and there's nothing to root for, and you can't root for the Marx Brothers because they're a bunch of zany kooks. He says you got to put a love story in your movie so there'll be something to root for, and you have to help the lovers get together.
Thalberg signed the brothers and brought in several writers to work on their new film titled A Night at the Opera, including George S. Kaufman and Maury Riskind, who had written their early hits The Coconuts and Animal Crackers. Groucho played Otis B. Driftwood, a scheming promoter. Chico played Fiorello, a would-be agent, and Harpo played Tommaso, the much-put-upon dresser for an opera star. All three of them played Cupid to a love-struck pair of aspiring singers. The writers created some classic set pieces for the brothers, like the contract scene where Chico is trying to get Groucho to sign an unknown tenor.
Now it says the party of the second part should be known in this contract as the party of the second part.
Well, I don't know about that.
Now what's the matter?
I don't like it the second party either.
Well, you should have come to the first party. We didn't get home till around 4 in the morning. I was blind for 3 days.
Actor Frank Ferranti has played Groucho Marx on stage.
They end up ripping clause after clause. I don't like it. Rip. How about this? No, I don't like that one. Rip. The party of the ninth part. Rip. Party of the tenth part. Rip. Until they're down to that final clause.
If any of the parties participating in this contract are shown not to be in their right mind, the entire agreement is automatically nullified.
Well, I don't know.
It's all right. That's in every contract. That's what they call a sanity clause.
You can't fool me. There ain't no sanity clause.
Groucho and Chico's timing was impeccable, which was no accident. Before A Night at the Opera was filmed, the Marx Brothers took the unusual step of taking scenes from it on the road, playing at theaters up and down the West Coast, says Frank Ferranti.
They would time the laughs that they were getting from a live audience to see how to time it out when they did shoot it. They would try different words. They would try different phrases. They were constantly honing the material.
Groucho's son, Arthur, saw firsthand how his father and uncles improved the script, including the famous stateroom scene.
I saw that stateroom scene being rehearsed on the MGM lot, and there wasn't a laugh in it. When they came back from 6 weeks on the road with it, they had put a wonderful comedy scene together.
The setup for the stateroom scene is this. Groucho is booked into a tiny cabin on a ship bound for New York. He discovers Chico, Harpo, and Alan Jones, the romantic lead, stowed away in his trunk. Frank Ferranti.
And what happens is one by one, various people enter that tiny stateroom till it's brimming from ceiling to the floor with bodies.
Say, is it my imagination or is it getting crowded here?
Yeah. Well, I got plenty of room.
Yes?
Is my Aunt Minnie in here?
Well, you can come in and prowl around if you want to. If she isn't in here, you can probably find somebody just as good.
As the capper, the imperious and imposing Margaret Dumont, opens the door to the stateroom and 50 bodies come tumbling out at her feet. Margaret Dumont was in 7 Marx Brothers movies, always playing a society matron and always playing it straight, while Groucho insulted her.
I didn't mean to tell you, but you dragged it out of me. I love you.
It's rather difficult to believe that when I find you dining with another woman.
That woman? Do you know why I sat with her? Because she reminded me of you.
Really?
Of course. That's why I'm sitting here with you. Because you remind me of you. Your eyes, your throat, your lips. Everything about you reminds me of you. Except you. How do you account for that? She figures that one out, she's good.
Groucho Marx claimed that Margaret Dumont never got his jokes, but Kitty Carlisle Hart, who played the ingenue in the film, disagrees.
Oh, come on. Nobody could do it that well unless they were acting.
To Hollywood's surprise, A Night at the Opera became the Marx Brothers' biggest hit. They did several more films, but none was as good. By the end of the 1940s, the Marx Brothers, as an act, were finished. Of the three, Groucho was the only one who moved on to become famous in his own right, as the acerbic host of the long-running quiz show You Bet Your Life. There was a resurgence of interest in the Marx Brothers in the late 60s and early 70s. Their brand of anti-establishment humor made Groucho the second most requested college graduation speaker in 1972, after Henry Kissinger, says Frank Ferranti.
Groucho was fortunate enough to live long enough to enjoy the adulation from another generation and to see him kind of hit this iconic level.
Okay, but which film did he prefer? Duck Soup or A Night at the Opera?
I was present in 1976 when Groucho was asked, what's your favorite Marx Brother movie? And he said, Duck Soup. And he paused and said, A Night at the Opera.
I couldn't have said it better myself. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
Video clips from A Night at the Opera at npr.org.